Paddy and Rob Palmer don't use alarm clocks. They have Big Merv yell, "How's that?" instead, thanks to BJ Howes. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Triple M breakfast with Paddy and the man who can catch COVID better than anyone else on the Central Coast, Rob Palmer.
You're welcome. My 8-year-old does. She is desperate to get it. You're explaining to her that she does not want it. She goes, "Dad, I've tested again and it's negative."
There are people on the coast that I know who have not had one vaccination, who haven't had a flu jab or anything, and are healthy as. And here's you. Mate. You've had four of them. You've had the flu jab.
No. Four jabs, not four COVIDs. I've had four COVID jabs plus the flu jab, and God help me, I've gone
there
down.
There you go.
Down swinging.
Now, on last Friday night, we had the big sleep out, or the Coast Shelter sleep out at Central Coast Stadium. Coast Shelter, been on the coast for about 30 years. The man who's in charge of that, CEO, is Michael Starr. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, gents. Good to hear you back on deck and feeling fit and well.
Thank you very much. He's been complaining. Nice to have some feeling of sentiment that's genuine come through.
Mate, just try a bit of vitamin C in future. I think that'll get you through.
Oh, is that all you need? Oh, God. I wish.
Hey, Mickey, how was it Friday night, mate? It raised a lot of cash, didn't it?
It did. Double the highest amount we previously raised on the night. We were all pleasantly surprised. We raised $182,000 on the night. When I say we, it's basically, as you know, you did your part as well with raising funds for the event and the frontline services at Coast Shelter. But the business community got behind this like we couldn't believe what we were seeing. People that had never been involved with Coast Shelter came forward, participated, slept out, wanted to hear a little bit more about what we're seeing on the front line of homelessness and domestic family violence on the coast. And we made a lot of new friends out of this year's event. It was terrific.
Yeah, Michael, look, a lot of Paddy's personalised wait staff that he had arranged for the night to come in and supply him with, you know, bedtime stories, song time and things like that.
And potty time.
Yeah, that wasn't paid for by Coast Shelter. He's paid that out of his own pocket because all the money gets to go to where it needs to go with this, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It goes to Frontline Services, our community centre at North Gosford, where we provide meals and showers for people, and we have mobile health clinics there and all sorts of things. People can do their laundry even. It doesn't receive any funding from government, whether it's federal or state. So we put a lot of the funds towards keeping that place open and operating for people when they need a hand up. And the other thing we're thinking of doing as well, we mentioned the other night, is to make sure we invest a little bit more in helping people with some of their personal challenges around alcohol and drug counselling, and particularly in some of the people that are looking to access our crisis accommodation. Getting a roof over their head's terrific, but we need to deal with some of these other things. So we're going to invest a bit more in that.
And Michael, is it about 1,000 people each night that are homeless on the Central Coast?
Yeah, look, it really is hard to measure because there's a lot of homelessness that is just not that obvious. You know, people that are sleeping in cars, a lot of overcrowding in places as well. Young kids that are riding trains backwards and forwards, you know, to Sydney or Newcastle to sort of, because they think it's safe to do so, safer than being at home. So there's a lot of things you can't see. But the numbers are high. I've just recently, last couple of days, been in Canberra. There's been a conference down there to discuss the issue of homelessness around the country. And there are some really worrying indicators, particularly for Aboriginal communities and also for people over 55. So those sort of trends are going up. So there's a lot you can't see, but we know that the numbers are not coming down drastically on the coast.
Yeah, if you do need assistance, Coast Shelter. And next Friday, we're doing something special on the lawns of Triple M here on Henry Parry Drive. We've got a big day. We've got a massive barbecue. They're going to get breakfast, coffee, live music, raising money for this great organisation.
Yeah, Mick. Paddy's wait staff will be on hand for that one, donating their time.
That's terrific. And I just hope that Justin won't be snoring through breakfast.
Well, he was the worst. Rob said, Michael,
that's all I've heard about.
I've never heard anyone snore as bad as that bloke. Justin Coombs-Pierce comes in after Mickey D.
Yeah, Paddy's whinging about his snoring. I said, mate, you're in a stadium. Surely you could keep some distance between the two of you, but he snores that loud, it got everyone.
Well, I heard he was a little louder than the Rattlers going north and south in the train line behind the
grandstand. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.